WREF 97.7 FM ESPN Radio and ListenTheRef.com presents the Harrison Football Show, a weekly look inside the Warriors program featuring comments from head coach Mo Sutton and a member of this year's team. The Harrison Football Show is brought to you by Award World Trophies, Evansville the State Emporium, United Fidelity Bank, by Seamers Glass, Dyke Brothers Construction, and by First Federal Savings Bank. Now here is your host, Brad Klein.
After a one-win 2023, Harrison football is reloading for 2024. Hello and welcome. This is the first edition of the 2024 Harrison Football Show. I'm Brad Klein. We have Mo Sutton, the head coach, on the program today. He's going to tell you what you need to know about the offseason, who's going to stick out in 2024, plus previewing the first game that is tonight, 7:30 against Wrights. All that and more on the Harrison Football Show right here on WREF, and it's all brought to you by First Federal Savings Bank, a World Trophies, Evansville State Emporium, United Fidelity Bank, by Seamers Glass, and Dyke Brothers Construction. We'll take a step aside. Mo Sutton is waiting on deck right here on WREF. 97.7 FM, the ref, always the right call. Back here on the Harrison Football Show, I'm Brad Klein. Very happy to be with you. The head coach, Mo Sutton, is here to talk about the Warriors in 2024. Coach, how are we?
I'm doing all right. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you on for the first of many Harrison football shows. We're going to be doing these each week. It's a really exciting time because finally the wait is over. What was the offseason like for you and for your group in preparing for 2024?
Our season was good for us. We were just trying to, again, build numbers, and we got a lot of kids out. And, you know, once we got outside and was able to do some things and we taught some actual football away from the weight room, I mean, we had great weight room attendance during the off season, you know, during those winter cold months. But, you know, football's not played in the gym, so, you know, you can only do so much from the on the inside. Once you get outside, you can actually teach football. And we got going, and, you know, we've been having fun ever since.
It's not really a Harrison football question so much as it is a this generation of football question, but I'm kind of curious. Is it difficult to get off-season, summer, gym, and weight room attendance nowadays, or is that something that you really don't have to recruit too much for and the kids are running towards the weight room?
Well, I can tell you this, man. I mean, I spent 14 years at Pike High School up in Indianapolis, and you know, having kids in the off season wasn't a real issue. You know, being a large 6A school and, you know, football and just athletics in general being more important up there than it is down here. You know, we have some different challenges in the reason why kids can't get here during the off season. I mean, it's, you know, we got a lot of people from different types of homes and different stuff going on at home, you know, where they may have to babysit a little brother or sister or sibling.
Sure.
And then, you know, some of the single parent issues we have with transportation, some of the poverty issues we have with transportation on getting back and forth to school. So, you know, those are some challenges that we had during the summer, but, you know, for the most part, we averaged between 30 and 40 kids, you know, on a normal day in the summer. So, you know, for us, that's pretty good. And then now, you know, once school started, we were between 55 and 60 kids. So we had pretty good attendance.
Again, Mo Sutton, the head coach, Harrison Football, is here on WREF. It is the Harrison Football Show, and trying to build this program. You haven't been here all that long now, Coach. So my question to you, after a 1-9 season, what was the off-season focus transitioning into 2024?
One of the things the biggest thing we talked about was being committed and the buy-in and being coachable. You know, I mean, we've had some struggles last year, you know, on and off the field, but, you know, it was a pretty tough year. We were trending up, and the reason we were trending up is because we had groups that bought in, and then last year we kind of regressed and had some struggles, you know, on and off the field with kids buying into what we're preaching over here and what the standard is, and, you know, and it ended up showing up on the field, and we didn't make any improvements. We kind of took a downward slide, but I think, you know, this year kids saw that, you know, what out of last year's group, and now they're like, hey, we don't want to be like those guys. We want to be better. So they've been striving to be better.
I got a question for you here. Now, of course, you're a Harrison graduate. Now you get to coach your alma mater, which is kind of a dream come true for almost anyone in coaching, anyone in sports, really. So my question about the off season: what is the best part about the summer for you, and what is maybe the least favorite part, the worst part of the off season in your world?
You know, it's just I'm what you call a guy that has a high motor. And I grind. I mean, the biggest thing is, you know, teaching that to kids and having grit and being able to push through when they don't feel like it or when things become uncomfortable. Teaching that it's not okay to quit,
sure,
or to stop or to not come in, not show up is the biggest thing for me. You know, they're not always going to feel like being here, but once they get done, it's going to be worth it. You know, and that's just even from a physical fitness level. I mean, everybody doesn't feel like working out, but after you're done, you always feel better.
With head coach Mo Sutton, I'm Brad Klein. This is the first of many Harrison Football weekly shows, and we'll take a step aside on the other side of this upcoming break. We're going to talk about some of the players you're likely going to hear from a lot this year in 2024 for Warrior Football right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call. Back here on the Harrison Football Show with Mo Sutton, the head coach. I'm Brad Klein. Very happy to be with you, getting ready for Friday night, 7:30. Wright is hosting Harrison in week one. But before we talk about the Panthers and the Warriors, let's go under the microscope for the Warriors with the head coach. And, Coach, I'll ask you about the personnel. Who do you expect to really stick out this year? A guy that maybe we weren't talking too much about last year.
I'd say, you know, from a leadership standpoint, Riley Knapp, our quarterback, has really emerged as a on-the-field and off-the-field leader. Mm. I mean, it's like having a coach on the field as far as getting guys lined up and executing the play, and also getting guys motivated, you know, to do the right thing off the field. He's just a model kid, and, you know, I couldn't speak more highly of the kid, man. He's been in the program for 4 years. He's not missed an off-season workout. I mean, he's really bought in, and I speak about the buy-in, and he's one of those that bought in from the start. So, you know, it's great to have him on the field. And then, you know, we've got my namesake, Jalen Sutton, playing linebacker of no relation, but great kid, big kid, can, you know, come downhill. He's going to be one of our features on offense and defense because he'll play a little running back on offense. And then, you know, as far as our offensive line, we got Jayshon Willett. He's like 6'3", 6'4", 280, 90-pound kid. I mean, you know, moves his feet well, has a big – has great hands, and, I mean, we should, you know, lean on him at left tackle. And then we got a junior, Keyshawn Jordan, who plays right tackle. I mean, he's just a great kid as well and does what, you know, he's coached to do. So, you know, we've got some guys on both sides of the ball that will make some plays for us this year and provide some leadership. So I'm excited to see those guys in action against someone else.
I think everyone knows that having a senior quarterback like Riley Knapp is definitely an advantage for a team like yours. Look, everyone has to put up with the reality of graduation and turnover at this level. It's just the reality of the situation. But Riley Knapp is kind of the common denominator in this program over the last now 4 years. You touched up on it, but what is the on- and off-field impact that Ryland will have on this team this year and going right into week one on Friday?
I think it's just, again, like it's like having another coach,
yeah,
on the field, but, you know, having him in the building, I mean, he's another set of eyes, and not that he's going to, you know, come back and report that everybody, that so-and-so is doing this, but he's like, hey, I can hear him now saying, hey, man, you might not want to do that because Coach – if he finds out, you're going to get in trouble, so you might want to change. And, you know, we need more of those guys like, hey, man, we don't want to look bad as a team. Do the right thing, man. You need more of those guys not only in your school but in the community. And that's huge, especially in this day and age where guys are negatively influenced by things on social media. You need more guys, you know, around, you know, broadcasting or promoting the doing the right thing as opposed to, hey, watch me, you think this is funny. So Having Knapp around, man, is just is huge for us.
What will DeShondre Brown's role look like this year compared to seasons past? I know that, you know, he was a big part of what you guys did, and just trying to figure out a good way to move the ball, and he's certainly a versatile player.
Well, I can tell you right now, I mean, I hate to, you know, put it out there, but DeShondre has some disciplinary issues, and he will no longer be with the team. And you know, he's a great athlete, and we're going to miss him, you know. But again, you got to make the right decision, and I'm the coach that will not sacrifice discipline for wins. I mean, I know there's some guys out there that don't discipline their kids and do anything for a win, but again, I want my guys to win in life and make good choices on and off the field. And he made, you know, DeShondre made a few choices that were not of his best interest going forward. So he had to be removed from the team.
Understood. Mo Sutton, the head coach of Harrison Football, here on the Harrison Football Show, the first of the season. Always a really exciting time with the entire season ahead. So with that, week one is ahead Friday with rights looming. We're going to talk about that on the other side right here on WREF. Don't go anywhere. Wrapping up shop with Mo Sutton, the head coach of Harrison Football, on the Harrison Football Show right here on WREF's 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Very happy to be with you. So looking ahead, week one, that's Friday night. Coach, it's finally here. And you guys, after a really, really long offseason, hard work, dedication, that all earns you a date with one of the best teams you'll find in the area, and that's Wrights. So you opened the season against Wrights last year. What do you remember from that game, and what can you take away from that game and translate into 2024's iteration?
You know, the biggest thing is we have to play the game of football and play the team, not the tradition. I always say that with those guys. I mean, they're, you know, fundamentally sound team. So, you know, we have to play the best of our ability from a fundamental standpoint and limit our mistakes and limit their big plays. I mean, it's a game of football. Everybody straps it up the same way. It's just how it's played and how people execute.
Limit their big plays, and you know, certainly that's a big part of it, and that's something that I feel like everyone in the city is going to be trying to do against the Panthers. I wonder what you think they're going to be trying to do against you, their defense, trying to stop your offense. If you can kind of estimate and guess what their strategy will be against you, how would you qualify that for us?
I mean, I think, you know, everybody's goal is to outscore their opponent, and they'll try to score as fast and quick as they can to, you know, to get us down, and then, you know, see how well we respond to adversity. And that's been one of our Achilles heels, is how we respond to adversity. You know, if we go down, if we're up, how are we going to stay up? I mean, we've been up in games as well and lost. So, you know, how we respond to what's going on and how the game is played is going to determine the outcome for us.
What else do you gain from playing a team like Wrights and that caliber week one? Of course, you have an opportunity to pull off the upset and to really set the tone for the rest of the season, but is there anything else that you can take, separate from the score, in a barometer test against Wrights that you can apply as far as lessons learned for the rest of the season?
Well, just my experience here, I mean, over the past 5 years, 4 or 5 years, they've been loaded. So we've not really gained anything by playing them first. If anything, it's been, you know, a morale killer, I guess, in a sense. You play one of the best teams in 4A your first week out with, and your struggling program kind of sets the tone for the rest of your year. If we play them later in the season, it might be a little closer.
Sure.
The outcome could be different. But, you know, I mean, we can't control who we play right now. So, you know, their schedule's locked in with all of our conference opponents. I've looked at some of the records before of Harrison being 1-8, and they won one game outside of the conference and lost all the rest of the conference games. So we're still a little ahead of the curve, I guess, when you talk about Harrison's history. At least we win one or two in our conference, but yet and still, I mean, you know, getting over the hump of the first game and taking away or trying to take away bits and pieces from that first game has been difficult. So, you know, once we get more kids in our program with more experience, I think it'll be more of an even matchup for us and Wright. But, you know, they have their youth league going, and, you know, their kids have 6-7 years of experience on my kids. And,
sure.
You know, so that makes a difference when it comes to Friday night. It's not, you know, the X's and O's. I always say it's not the X's and O's. It's the Jimmys and Joes. You got the guys out there that are playing. I mean, it's not, you know, we're drawing up different complex defenses and offenses. It's the kids. It's the kids.
I hear you. Mo Sutton, the head coach of Harrison Football on the Harrison Football Show right here on WREF. 7:30, week one, the first game of 2024, playing at the Bowl against Wright's. Always a really exciting time, Coach. Really looking forward to seeing what your group this year puts together. Really looking forward to doing this same time next week, and really appreciate you doing it.
All right. Thank you very much.
You got it. With that, we take a step aside. This is the end of the first Harrison Football Show on WREF in 2024.
You have been listening to the Harrison Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotheref.com. The show has been brought to you by Award World Trophies, Evansville The State Emporium, United Fidelity Bank, by Seamers Glass, Dyke Brothers Construction, and by First Federal Savings Bank. This Harrison Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio.